Time now for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. I'm Paul Gatling. On today's program, we'll get some perspective on the regional home building market from Aaron Wilkerson, who is the owner of Constellation Properties in Bentonville. We begin, though, with news from one of the state's largest banks, with its eye on the future of banking. Arvest Bank announced Tuesday the hiring of Melanie Fuller as president of Digital Banking Solutions. Fuller spent the past decade working in Ohio in various leadership roles for J.P. Morgan Chase. She will eventually be relocating to Northwest Arkansas. Fuller's position is new at Arvest. According to the company, the new division is part of the bank's multi-year transformation strategy, which includes adopting a next-generation core banking platform and enhancing digital payments and services capabilities. We've got more on that story online on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. We've got home building executive Aaron Wilkerson after the break. That's on today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Aaron Wilkerson is the owner of Constellation Properties. It's a licensed commercial and residential general contractor operating throughout Northwest Arkansas. Wilkerson is a Rogers native who has lived elsewhere before relocating back to the region a few years ago and launching his home building business in 2017. I spoke with him recently for some perspective about the market right now and what issues home builders are facing.
Most of the builders that I talk to are pretty upbeat in terms of their prospects for the next few years. There are some supply chain challenges which have put a damper on things to some extent. But I think there's a general sense that our local market, Northwest Arkansas, will be strong for the foreseeable future. I mean, if you take a step back and look at it, we've got a strong jobs and employment base. We've got an incredibly strong and unique public and private, amount of investment coming into our communities. And then as it stands right now, I mean, there's no shortage of qualified buyers. And so I think the one piece that most small or mid-sized builders express as their biggest concern is probably lack of land, more specifically developed lots that's available. I think the infrastructure, those sorts of things.
What are the serious issues right now that home builders are facing in the region? You say there's an inventory shortage. We know that the supply chain issues, materials costs, namely lumber. Would you just simply say yes, all of the above?
Yeah, I think all of the above, right? I think if you were to stack rank those, the inventory shortage in terms of land and lots to build housing on, at least from a home builder perspective, is probably the biggest challenge. You've got transitory challenges, to use a word that the Fed's been using lately, in terms of the supply chain and some other things there. But I think overall, if you're looking at, what's going to drive the availability for homes coming out of the ground, I think it's going to be that land piece.
But Northwest Arkansas, as you know, is going to be one of the fastest growing regions in the country for the foreseeable future. We report the lack of inventory storyline, and people ask, well, then why aren't home builders just building more homes? So there's a demand there. So what is your answer to that question?
Yeah, that's an interesting question and a tough question. I mean, I think when you sort of think about the algorithm to bring a home to the point where, the new owners have their keys in hand, There's a long cycle and a lot of time, energy, and money that goes into that. So when you're talking about bringing together land that you can find that has the entitlements and the utilities and those sorts of things at a reasonable price, or being able to get them at a reasonable price, when you're talking about bringing together the capital that's needed to improve that, you know, validating the vision for the property, all of those things may take an enormous amount of time and energy and money. And that's before you ever put a shovel in the ground. Right. So once you look at it, the process of bringing a project to life, it can be relatively straightforward. But again, I think it all goes back to the land and the availability of the utilities at a price that makes sense.
So you're using an analogy that involves algorithms, and you're talking about numbers. So I know you keep up with numbers. What numbers do you or data do you keep up with to give you really a feel of the market? How do you take the market pulse on a given day? Is it the inventory? Is it the rising cost of home sales, which we report on many times? What do you need to know as a home builder?
Sure. Well, it's the inputs, depending on how you, there's inputs and outputs, right? So the inputs would be on the cost side, at least the way we define it. And then the outputs would be sort of what do we think the reasonable end of the day sales price could be, and how can we bring this to market for a home buyer? We watch both, right? So we start certainly with our land position, and we're fortunate enough to have a decent land position at this point. And so we kind of that piece is set. When it comes to budgeting to bring a new project, and this is true on both custom side as well as your production or more speculative side, the budgets have gotten very difficult. We're seeing consistent price rises. We're seeing products not available and having to be swapped out for different, oftentimes more expensive products. So those inputs are challenging right now, and I think you rely on your expertise to some extent and or getting quotes. But I think the numbers we watch are going to be our cost inputs, certainly land being a big one of those, and then kind of the bigger cost inputs, the more expensive ones. I mean, there's some smaller ones that you can kind of guess at, and it's not too difficult if you're off a little. But and then so that'll get you to sort of having a final cost. And then the question becomes, can you maintain the margin that you need to on the sell side to cover the cost of doing business, make a reasonable profit on it, and also make it be something that's, going to be viable in the marketplace. So I think it's, with home prices rising, I think I've heard and read, folks thinking that, that there's just a lot more profit being made on the sell side, and it's not true, really. It's the challenge that we're having is also on the cost side as well. So it's been an interesting time, to say the least. But I think at the end of the day, we're seeing a market here that is still functioning reasonably well. There's a ton of demand, and that tells me that folks want to be in the area, and folks want to take advantage of interest rates while they're low and ultimately live the American dream of owning your own home.
And that is home builder Aaron Wilkerson, who owns Constellation Properties in Bentonville. He said the company just completed a land deal to buy a couple dozen single family lots in the Annika Estates subdivision in Centerton. He expects to complete between 5 and 10 of those new homes by the end of the year. Over at NWABusinessJournal.com this week, we've got a story up on the success of Bold Strategies in Rogers. The e-commerce marketing and sales consultant is growing like gangbusters. The business was founded 4 years ago and, according to one industry magazine, is now the fastest growing private company in Arkansas. And we've also got a profile of John Whitaker, who works in Rogers for the data analytics and retail technology firm Inmar Intelligence. Whitaker shares his perspective on the transition from being a one-time professional golfer several years ago to the business world and how those lessons apply to the work he does today at Inmar. You can check out those stories and more at nwabusinessjournal.com, and then you can bookmark that page to follow our reporting each and every day. I'm Paul Gatling, and that is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.